Shiut Tzedek Aleph in Sukkah, Chav Tesir Hitavshim Mem Aleph, June 2nd, 1981, on Tuesday.
Okay. So, at no one moment did they refuse the intention of Bayer Aveir. But relative to their hadassim of the Avantra themselves, since at one moment in their issues, intention of Bayer Aveir, so it's possible. Alright, so that we can understand. But then the next kasha of Gemara. But Gemara says, Vilikmino Vishinu Maisa. Vilikmino Vishinu Maisa, so Gemara says, because some of them are habits, so there is no Vishinu Maisa. But if it would involve Vishinu Maisa, so then the Avantra themselves would be able to entirely Mitzvah. Why? Well, yes, but. No, but the first moment it can Shemubai of Gozel. The first moment. So it can Shemubai of Gozel. So Mele, the Din of Pitzaboma Vele, so it was Gozel Yoshusa for one moment. Mashaiki, Ligabi, the customers of the Abankere. So there it wasn't Gozel in the shoes of their customers for one moment. What is it? No, the customers don't have the mitzvah of Beheshit Akira Shemozo. They never came a chuyeh, because from the very outset, it was theirs. So, not even for one moment was it possible in their issues. Relative to the banker themselves, so at one moment it was gozel in the banker's issues. But relative to the customers of the banker, so not even one moment was it gozel in their issues. So the psu of Bitzabon Mavera doesn't apply. But the question is, for the next kasha, the Gemara says, even in respect to the Kiyama Mitzvah by the Avankere themselves, that the Mitzvah will be Shino Mais. So the Gemara says, for some of them, it's all happy. So the fact that they were in it, so does not, is not the Shino Mais. Is not the Shino Mais. So there is no Shemais. Implication being that if there had been Shemais, so then the deal of Mitzah Bod Avere would not apply. But according to Rashi, so even if we say that Yivshidi is Kone, and the Ar came at the time of the Kima Mitzvah, but as long as at one moment in their shoes, it had Hashem to buy a Bavere. So the middle of the deal of Bitzabon Bavere applies. So why is the Kiyan of Shinu better than the Kiyan of Yush? Even if he's came at later on when he's Miyagi, but until he was Miyagi. So it was Gozo. It was not coming to the Abanker. So it had Hashem to buy a Bavere. So the middle of the one moment in their shoes, if it had Hashem Yivayah Bavere, it should still, the deal of Mitzabon Bavere should still apply. So we have to say according to Rashi, we have to say all these things according to Rashi, that there is a difference between the king and Shinu and the king of the Yush. You see, when he's kidding, because Shinu, the Gemara says, that Gemara in Wakame says, that according to Bishamai, Shinu is not king. Why? Because there is a machlokes between Bishamai and Bisilel. If the Beil gave the Zeinek, he gave, let's say, Chitin Bes Nano. Now, Esnan Zeinek is possible in Zbeya. And then the Zeinek, it converted it into flour. So according to Bisilel, it's kosher in Zbeya. And according to Bishamai, it's possible in Zbeya. So the Gemara in the Rokami says that machlokes between Mishan and Misilel is like a question as to whether Shinu is king or Shinu is not king. Now what is it to do? What is it to do here? The Beil gave the Zeine, she didn't gossip from him. So of course she was king. He gave it to her. So what is it to do with the question as to whether Shinu is king or Shinu is not king? So we see here it's not a question of Zeilish, he's not a Gazlan. The Zeilish is not a Gazlan, it's a special Tazakosu. That Estan Zeilish is first in his Beya. Now the question is whether the Psu of Estan Zeilish applies to Nostro Chiti, we also say this. So whether the Psu of Estan Zeilish, so we see from this Gemara that the reason why she is Kete is not true, we learn it out from the Posse. So it's a special Zazakosu. But the Zazakosu of Inkin Shiboto Yazla, the Rav Gondo Mishume, implies that if there is a Shibu, if not Kin Shibozal, so that constitutes a change of identity in the Chayit. The Torah passes Estan Zeidel Mizbeya. So if we say Shibu Kene, so then it means it's something else, it's a new object, it's a new entity. Because the Baal gave the Zeile, he gave a Chiti, not flour. Now she converted it. She realized the conversion in the Chiti, and she converted it into flour. So if we say Shino Kene, if it doesn't escape Shino, so it means that the business, why is Kene? Because it's a new object, it's a new entity. If there is a change of identity. And if we say Shino is not Kene, so it means there is, it doesn't constitute a change of identity. Conversion, the fact that there is a conversion, there is a Shino, there is a change in the whole Tsume of the object. Before it had a Tsume of Chiti, now it has a Tsume of flower. So that doesn't constitute a change of identity. We say it's still the same object. If it's still the same object, so maybe it's possible it's there. So in Melee, too, according to Rashi, if at one moment in the reshus of the person who is using it for mitzvah, he tells Hashem to buy a for one split second, so in Melee it's possible as a fact of mitzvah liyomor. But when somebody else acquires it for him, shechino reshus, so that means that not even for one split second did it have Hashem to buy a in his issues, no chaos issues. So there the deal, mitzvah doma, there doesn't apply. But if it had the Shino, so the business why Shino might say it's Kene is not because it's Kene. Yush is Kene, so Yush is Kene, but it's the same object, it has the same identity. But the business why Shino might say it's Kene, because Shino might say constitutes a Shino might say, it constitutes a change of identity. That's a very strong value from Esther Zeile, because they're only not dealing with the case of Gezel. It's not Gezel. Zeile, she certainly has title. The Zeile certainly has title in the Chitin that the Baal gave it. So it's because of a change of identity. So in other words, the object that had the Shemin Baal Baal was a different object. Now it's not even a different object, it's not the same. There was a conversion realized in the Hadassah. So the Gemara says, no, there is no change of identity because it's Shina Achilah and Vinusim. Vishina Achilah and Vinusim is Shina. Vinuknino Vishina Hashem. So again, Shina Hashem, if Shina Hashem is Kene, so it's on the basis of the same halacha and the same concept that Shina Hashem also constitutes a change of identity. So the Gemara, it's a new object. If you call the Havana Yosef, Hashem is Shaine. So it's a new object. So in other words, the Ishaine, the object of the Ishaine, never had Hashem Levaya Vaveira. What had Hashem Levaya Vaveira? The object of Osset. Well, the Tenets know there is no Ishin Hashem. Mikom and Adam Yosef, who Ishaine Kor. Mikom and Adam Yosef, Ishaine Kor. So we have to say all that to contrast. But anyway, it's Mashma. It's Mashma from Rashi. It's mashma from Rashi that Rashi is chilek contentious shita. I mean that's the shita of most Hashem that we only apply the aloche of mitzvah bo mavere to a case where the shem levayo mavere is there at the time it becomes a chetz of mitzvah. But if the shem levayo mavere is poka before it becomes a chetz of mitzvah. So then we don't say, then we don't apply the aloche of mitzvah bo mavere. We don't apply the aloche of mitzvah bo mavere. All right. So that's one way of explaining Rashi. But we can explain Rashi in another way. We can explain Rashi in another way. That you remember, I mean, how I explained the Shita of Hamatan. Hamatan is very amazing. And Hamatan says that all these Amorim and all the Sukkis of the Shas, and that's the way Paschim, according to the Mandoma, that you should be calling. But, and there's the Raya from the Gimorim Olokame, of the Gimorim Olokame, of the Beirin Shaldam and Shaldazer. When Ule says, Machlek is Bistam, I will be do a good hacker from it. But in order that the Machshove of the Abin, of the Abdom, the Gazlan, should be effective, he has to fight it. So, in order to be able to tell us to me, so it must be his. So, why Abu Yudua, that he was Messiahish, that the Bible was Messiahish, so then the Machshove of the Gazlan for the Gazlan is effective. To be able that we did to Estume, so it's a raya that Yush is kept. That sometimes I tasteless rebuts that raya. And Taisa says the reason is why it was Messiah, so the Machshove of the Ganet of the Ganet is effective because there is a Yush and Shimashem. But according to Ramatam, it's not because of Yush and Shimashem, but because Yush by itself gives the Ganet and the Gazan type. But only in respect to Kol, only in respect to Kol, so Yush is not king, Yush is not king. Why? Because of Mitzabonavim. This is how Ramatam says. So we explain it, that according to Ramatam, now Rabbi says that Yush by Gazan is king. But he has an abaye whether it's king in the Raisa or it's king in the Rabbi. Why does he have a value when it's king in Raise or in Ramana? Because the alternative that to its king in Raise is based upon the fact that just as Yush is king about Dede, so Yush is king about Kozo. But then the alternative that Yush is not king in Raise, only that comes a shogun, so it's king in Ramana, is based upon the fact that we cannot learn out from Avedi, because Avedi is the Tiros of Yodi. But here is the Suras of Yodi. It's the Suras of Yodi. So, the Pshat, so according to Ramatam, even according to that offer, that Yush is not killed by Gazan and Reis, and we don't learn out from a baby. And that according to Rabbeinu, so certainly we don't learn out from a baby. Why don't we learn out from a baby? Because by baby is the chaos of a baby, and Gazan is the source of a baby. So it doesn't mean, since he's the source of your baby, so maybe we cannot learn out from a baby, that Yush is king. Just as Yush is king by Beide, so Yush should be king of Gazlan too. But, by Gazlan, since he's the source of Yodhe, and there is an essay of the Hishim, that's the Yasha Botra. So anyone who takes away somebody else's chifetz v'yisya, is the chuyat, is obligated to return it. So there is a chiyuv of the Hishim, that's the Yasha Botra. And the Zakosufi is, in case you go to Yasha. So the Zakosufi is, that only if it's not king Shibazar, only when there is a shini in the Hefze, so then he's not mechuyev to return the Guf HaDovah, he has to pay Dovah. But as long as there is no shini in the Guf HaDovah, then he's mechuyev to return the Guf HaDovah, even though he has died. So it's not that on account of the fact that Gazlan is Bisuras on Yodhi, so there is no Yalfuset from Abed. Even though Gazlan is Yisuras on your day, there is still Yalfuset from Abedi. So just as by Abedi Yush is Kede, so by Gazlan Yush is also Kede. But by Abedi, when it's the Tiros on your day, so he can pick up the Abedi and he can keep it for himself. And he's not going to return. But here there is an essay of Ahejus and Zila Hashem Rosa. And that essay implies that whether there is Yush or there is no Yush, as long as it's Kain Shebota, he is mechuyev to return the thing in species, that then, that object itself, not to be hated by paying down. He has to return. So it's a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv, not mocking like doing on a field. It's a chiyuv to the buyer. He is obligated. He owes a responsibility. He is obligated to the buyer to return the same thing, even though he's Kain. some male in regard to Mahjong that should be capable of being male that will be terrestrial, as long as he acquires title. So easy by him. But since by talking there is a loch of mitzvah boba vele. So as long as he is mechuyev to return the same thing, the same object, so it has a shem goes. If he wouldn't be mechuyev to return the same object just to pay money, so that object does not have the shem gozo. But if he is mechuyev, even though he has title, so maybe shem gozo it has. So maybe the deal of mitzvah boba vele applies. So we could explain the Rashi on the basis of our Tamshi. One second. So we could explain the Rashi on the basis of Rabbi Tamshi. Because Rashi says like this. It's not that Rashi explains Rabbinus Memre in the two Shemes according to Mandoma, who says that Yushib is not going to only use in Shinoi Shus, and also according to Mandoma that Yushib is going. But Rashi explained the Gemara of Chavune Ali B'Hilchus, and we don't pass like Rav. Rav says that Yush is staying. He has his opinion whether it's getting nicer or it's getting Rabbonon. But it's staying. Even if it's getting Rabbonon, so Hefka doesn't have care, so anyway, he will be able to be the kind of Mitzvah of Yahweh. But Rashi explains Rabbonon in accordance with the Shikha of Chavis that Yush is not king. So the two Mishenes in Rashi are the two, the Shita of the Ri and the Shita of Hamadam. So the first Lashon in Rashi is in accordance with the Shita of the Ri. In other words, according to Rabbi Yosi, that Yishuv is not Kena, it means since it's Yisuas of Yodhi. So Yishuv is not Kena, that's all. We don't run out from Ami. It's not Kena, so it's not his. So it's not him. Then the second Lashon accords with the Shita of Hamadam. That when Rabbi Yosef says we cannot learn out from a baby, he doesn't mean we cannot learn out at all from a baby. We do learn out from a baby. That he, just as by baby you should gain it, so by Gazan you should also gain it. But by a baby is that he's the chilos on Yom, he has no chilum of Hashem. He's the chilos on Yom. It comes to his hands after the use, so there is no chilum of Hashem. Mashiach, by Gazan, there is an essay of Hashem that chilum of Hashem. As long as it's Cain Shabbos. So even though he's Cain, but he has a chilum of Hashem. So really, he still has a Shem Gozo. Because as long as he is mechuyev, yes, he is obligated to return this object in specie, after this object, not to pay money, but to return this same behem. So the mailing continues to have a shem gozo. So it has a shem vayva vega. So it's a misabo vega. This is what Rashi says. He says, "Vahakachom shtamim." So a yush and loykone. So loykone klal. So the mailing it's not lochem. Aber die Schlüssel und Schuss ist Kone. Wie Name Kone, der Name Moschee ist der Kone zu der Schitte von der Tag. Von der Tag schitte jetzt, der Typ mehr kommt auf Jeze, who says, we cannot learn out from Avede, because Avede the Tilos on your day, Gesel is the Suas on your day, so it doesn't mean he's not Kene at all. He Kene is Kene, but he has a few of Ashove. So maybe it still is, has a Shem Gosp. So maybe it's a Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah abo ba vele. So, since it's a mitzvah abo ba vele, so maybe it cannot be it. So maybe there is no kasher. From the Gemara's kasher, the Likmini Bishin might say, there is no kasher because over there, if somebody is Kenny Bishin might say, so in what Kenny Shekoza? So don't go to Shkule. So he's not required to return the same object. So he doesn't have a Shengoz. He doesn't have a Shengoz. So we can explain Rashi Shite in one of these two ways. Now, I don't know whether I'll be able to finish the thesis, a very long thesis, but we have to start the thesis. V'kal kayem nigzeres, kileima, eino kluyo medashe, bishum yush, דלאילום הוא בחסק היא בחסק את בעלי ומקרוי נפקלום בעגז ובסק כי בקיוטש בקונטרס ועדיני לך ואי יהיו שמי Because my Naftuim and my Nigzeles, he came in Yush, after his Nigzeles was on. You are in Yush, have you came in Yush? Now here the Taisa says something. At first, then Taisa itself rejects it. But the question is, why does Taisa say it? Yechei Mucha Mishmait, Gabi Tukhe, the Rabbezel Rabbonim, the Kisha Mishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishm Yeshua, quando inizia, não vai ser bisco chacabu. Vehashu. É. Iru fnei yun shafu li talpon yun xol. Elo padai lahayus. O miu em shomgai. Dimo yi so suko li talpon yun kdeish. So, what does Teja say? Vadilime. Di yun shmei yun kao ke mai. Mai napkin yun nebi, mai yun xol. E que Deus abriu a oração de visão, é só o que eu sou. Então, tem que ser esse vadime de Deus ver o que é o que é mais nada que eu iluminei de mais de visão. De que Deus abriu a oração de visão, é só o que eu sou. Porque antes de Deus, ele ficava com a roupa de visão. Então, ele não seria capaz. Ele não seria capaz. Because before Yush, Vilacha Yush, have a king of Yush. And if it's Lacha Yush, so then have a king of Yush. Vichel, Mucha Bishmaitin, Gabi Tukta Rabbeza Rabbono, the Tukta Bishuke Zura, the Mirsh Rabbono, Shikar can himself as Babu Bishuke Shura, what is it, Rosset, it's a Kosset, Shokabe, Vash the Limit, Lay Yush, who are to be Taupan, Elovadai. Lachanus. So what does this say? Chimucha b'shmaiti. So it's a raya that was, it's a raya that it's not mikta b'yush. It's not mikta b'yush. Why? Because gabitut v'rabez rabonon. So the rabonon say that the suko habzura al gabitalka. So then he's yetzei. Why? Gabitalka n'gzeles. So since it wasn't a Shem Gozo, so in Chuo, what it means it was a discussion of Havele, the Hashke, Yurifneyush, who have been talking in his own. Elo Padai Lachayush. Elo Padai Lachayush. So it's a raya that what? So Yurifneyush, who have been talking in his own. So what does Teja say at first here? So even if it would be a sukkah that is not a Dabi Kalki, so for the Fnei Yush, it's a Mitzvah, we should be able to be ate it. But that is not so, there is a special Zakosu, the sukkah Zulo, he's not the ate it. He's not the ate it. Even with Fnei Yush, so this is what Teisa says, Umiu Eim Shom Raya, the Moiso sukkah Mitalto, Kigei, שמציעים מסיכוסי של הריש האדון או הריש הסינו לא ראיני ציבו בין קטן יוש בין לאח היוש משל מתאים ומפרק עמד מפרק היושב מדחסים לכל גבי סוכה וכל לא היצס עצמו ולפני יוש נמי יחשיב את ישורו תמתם כל הנזון לב משל בית קיים אבל קל גם לכם בלה עליהם but the family might have it so what it is the first set I mean that's a double portion. How could we say any other? Tesis at first says that there is a raya to Rashi Shita that Yush is not came by Karke because the Gemara says Rabbonon a suke zula udami a Karke so is Yitzi. According to Rabbeza not because according to Rabbeza even suke shuro is not Yitzi. So two Karke is others but it's not Lachem. But according to Rabbanon, there is no aloha plachem in suke. So the mele, a suke of zulo, al gabi kalke is yet. Because kalke in exalus. So, because kalke in exalus. So it's a raya that Yush is not king in kalke. Why? Because what does the Gemara have reference to? When did Rabbanon say that suke zulo al gabi kalke, so is not king in if it's with Neyush, so then even Sukhozula will have Mitalkali. He's not eating. So after Mitalkali, Amy's only. Elobagalachayush. Elobagalachayush. So then he says, no, it's no right. Because we can say that Yush is gained by Kant. So then you ask, so why would the Rabbanon from Blessa say that Sukhozula will have Mitalkali? Zugriffsurlaub habe ich heute, die ist nach Jerizei, wo es dann die Taufe liegt. Ein Zugriffsurlaub habe ich heute, die ist Jerizei, wo es dann die Zugriffsurlaub habe ich die Taufe liegt, ist nach Jerizei. Ich verzlache Jusch, ich verzlache Jusch, ich verzlache Jusch, der Lache Jusch, der Jusch ist hier bei Kalke, so Monefscher. So there is no difference between Zugriffsurlaub habe ich heute und Zugriffsurlaub habe ich heute, because Algami Kalke ist mit mir, even in Zugriffsurlaub. If it is Lacha Yush, so even Sukkot Zulo, that is Algamic Halke, is not Yitzhak, because Yush is Kene, and if it's about Mitalkali, so even Sukkot Zulo, Algamic Halke, is not Yitzhak, not only Mitalkali, and if it's a play Yush, so we should be able to be Yitzhak, even if it's Sukkot Zulo, Algamic Halke. So then Texas says, no, it's no right. We can say that Yush is Kene by Kalke. But why do the Rabbanan say that there is a distinction between Sukkot that is built of the Mikalto and the Asmino? So then, in such a Sukkot Zulo is not Yitze. And in Sukkot that is built of the Mikalke, so such a Sukkot Zulo, he is Yitze. That, so the Rabbanan have reference to Kene Yush. To Kene Yush. But if it's built of the Asmino, so even Kene Yush is not Yitze. It has a Shem Gozo. But if it's built of the Mikalke, it doesn't have a Shem Gozo. I mean, that's the proportion. I mean, so apparently Tesis at first assumed, took it for granted, that even if the Sukhya was built, Al-Gabi Asmino, and then Rubin built the Sukhya Al-Gabi Asmino, Al-Gabi Ago, and then she and Cain gathered it from him. And it's with Neyush. So, Shimon will still be able to be kind of the Mitzvah. That's what it says, assumed at first. Then it says, no, we can say that where the Sukhya is built on Gabi Hasfino, Reuben built this Sukhya on Gabi Hasfino, then Shimon ousted Reuben from the Sfino, and he sat in that Sukhya. So, in such a case, Tesis assumed at first that Shimon will be Mikhail in the Sukhya. Reuben will not be Mikhail if there was Jewish. And then he said in the Sukhya. But if there were, but Kene Yush, so even by Sukhya or Asuya Boresh Asfino, so the Psul of As, the Tsukok Psul wouldn't have lied. So, in other words, this is the Shakonitaria between Tesis and the beginning of Tesis and then. At first, when Tesis said, Yechen Muchar Mishmaiti, Kali Tufi Rabazar Rabona, the Pluge Bishuki Tsula, so Tesis is Yom, that even Sukhya had New York, Al Gabi Resha Spino Resha Golo. So if it's with me Yush, so that kind of Sukkot Zulo is Kshayo. Sukkot Zulo is Kshayo. So the name of there is a Raya that Yush is not Kene by Kane. Because the Gemara is Trabono distinguish between Sukkot Gabi Kane and Sukkot Gabi Asino. So it could not have been, Trabono could not have reference to Kene Yush. Because Kene Yush in Sukkot Gabi Asino, you would be it. So obviously we must have reference to Isuko Lachayush. So Algabe Asmino is not Yitzhak, and Algabe Kalko is Yitzhak. So that means that Yush is not Kene. Then Tesis says no, it's no right, because we can apply the member of the Rabbono that there is a distinction between Isuko Algabe Asmino and Isuko Algabe Kalko to the case of Mifnei Yush. So Al-Gabi Kalka with me Yush. So he's Yitzhak, Al-Gabi Asfino with me Yush, he's not Yitzhak. But Lacha Yush, even Al-Gabi Kalka with me Yitzhak. So it's not right. But that's difficult. So why did Tertzvist at first assume that the whole Psul of Sukho Asuyo, Al-Gabi Asfino, applies only to the case of Lacha Yush, but not to the case of the me Yush? It doesn't make sense. So apparently, now, I mentioned several times that every Gazlan has to Yom Yitzhak. Let's say, according to one Mandoma, so Yush should be his king. But everybody agrees, if there is no Yush, then of course it's not king. The machleket between Rabbi and Yitzhak is, if there is Yush, and no Yush. But suppose somebody does also have in the Bible is not Messiah. Then everybody admits that he's not Kene. But still, even that Gazel where there is no huge at all. So also has certainty on it. Certainty on it. He does it. How do the Kiyoni manifest themselves? So the Kiyoni manifest themselves with Gamil Shishi. So that's the Aloha that the Gemara mentions in Hagezel Kamel, that if, let's say, Shimon got into Hamayah from him, and he was in Shtamish with the Hamayah for 5 years, and then after 5 years he returned to the Hamayah. So he just has to return the Hamayah. And the Bible neutral cannot say to the Gazel, listen, you used my Hamayah, you wrote it on the Hamayah for 5 years. Do you know how much rent you would have to pay if you lease a Hamayah for 5 years? Maybe you'll have to pay $5,000 rent for using a Hamayah for 5 years. So why don't you pay me $5,000? So if you hadn't been in Gazel in Ochana, so you would have to pay rent. Hador bechotzach abeire. Hador bechotzach abeire shorim daite. So only in the case and so it's enemies will choser. So then, if we say enemies will choser, it's potter, he doesn't have to pay. But if it is choser, so he has to pay rent. So here too, he used it for 5 years, he should pay rent. The answer is because he gathered it. So it was covered to him. Visa vita shlishi. The Hamayah was covered to Gazel, even though it was Bezer. It was Bezer, he was even allowed to raise it, but the Gazel makes it Kinyan, every Gazel makes it Kinyan. So he's Kinyan, even without Yush. He's Kinyan the Dover Agozo, regarding Tashmishi. He's Kinyan the Dover Agozo, regarding Tashmishi. So maybe he doesn't have to pay Tashmishi. So that means that partial Kinyan in every Gazel makes, even without Yush. So he has Tzas Kinyan, regarding Tashmishi. And the Kiyonim of the Gazlan manifest themselves in another aspect also. Let's say, the halacha is that if Shimon gazes a sheir from Ruben, and then Shimon doesn't watch the sheir, and the sheir is mazik. So instead of Ruben being mechuyav to pay, so the halacha is that the Gazlan has to pay. So that means, who has to pay for the mizokin of the sheir? The Bible. So that means, if somebody doesn't pay, so he is a bayim without a mizokin, he is a bayim without a tashmishi, even without Yush, and he is a bayim without a mizokin. Anyway, every Gazel, even without Yush, has certain kinyonim there. Not full kinyonim, not full title, but partial title, yes, regarding tashmishi. So in Melee, Teitzves assumed in the Kashi, in the Ayah, when Teitzves says, the Chayim Mechila Mishmaiti, that he took the Rebbeza of the Rabbonon, So he says, so far, in the Haram we assume that even Sukkot have Nudah, Bereisha Sfinah, Bereisha Agolo, but if they use, the Gazlan would be carried in it. But there is a special Gazakosa place, it's Nudah, it says, Harasukis Tazalokho, that Sukkot Sulo is not Yitze, it's possible. But Teitzves assumed that the Zakosuf of Sukkot Zulo is based upon the Kiyonim Zeyre that the Gazel has. Because the Gazel has Kiyonim Zeyre. That's the Gemara in Hagezel. That when somebody gathers a Hameya, and he was Mishtamish with Hameya, and then he returns to Hameya, he doesn't have to pay rent for the Tashmishim of the Hameya. So Teitzves in the Havadu assumed that the Kiyonim Zeyo that Zeyo Gavit HaShmishim is only Shayach after Yush. But before Yush, he has no Kiyonim Zeyo. And on the contrary, we say full title, so even after Yush, he doesn't have full title. Because Yush Kiddi is loyal on it, that's the way it passed through. Only Yush is Shino Yishus, but Yush Kiddi, he's not coming, so he doesn't have full title. Even after Yush. And partial title, let's say the Gavit HaShmishim, so Teitzves in the Havat HaMesiyum, that's only after Yush. But before Yush, so he doesn't have any Kiyon. Even ich glaube, das ist wichtig. Man muss so konnte dieses Abend, wenn die Worte selbst da gehen sehen, dass die verschiedenen Gassen der Chamäer von Dublin, und dann die, wo es im Stamm ist, die Chamäer vor 5 Jahren, dann von der deutschen Chamäer, die Gassen der Chamäer, well, because it was common to the Gassen in Gavitashvishi, that's only in the case where there was Jewish. But suppose it wasn't the Bible, wasn't in Messiah, so the confidence is Havamine, you would have to be Tashvishi too. Some Leila, they say, the Chilchia Mishmaitim, look, the Rabbaz and Rabbon, the Pliya, because it is Zue, the Mashe Rabbon Mishmikalkin, Zeles, the Kalkin, Zeles, the Havamis Pishulor, you have been eating the Rimosim Zikosei, so that means, on account of the fact that Kalkin is in Zeles, some Leila, he doesn't even have Parshokin, because Fukiye, even if Kalka would be Zeles, but Kalka shouldn't be better than the Kalkali. Does the Gazlan have full key and full title in the Mikalkali? With huge, he doesn't there. So when we say Kalka in Zeles, so it means, so maybe it's not Kono, it means it's not Kono Klau. He doesn't even have Mikzas King, Ligabe Tashmishi, he doesn't have. In other words, if somebody gathers, that's the aloha. Suppose somebody gathers a sode, Ruben has a sode, then Shimon comes into the sode and ousts him, he ejects Ruben from the sode. And then he takes possession of the sode for 5 years. Then after 5 years, he does Shimon and he comes to the Ruben and says, all right, you can assume possession of your field. So then Ruben can go to Bezdin and claim rent for 5 years. Because since he was used, that's a dog because of Havelai. So only in the case of Zenon is Lechoser, so the Gemara discusses it. But if it's not the case of Zenon is Lechoser, if it's Choser, so then of course he has to pay rent, because Kalkai and Zeles. Kalkai and Zeles. So the Melee takes this in the Havan, we assume that this Halacha that the Rabbanan say, the Tsuko Asuya Benisha Sfino. So it's possible. Why is it possible? Because it's special to Zakosov of Gozov. So that's based upon the Kionic Zele. And the Kionic Zele, when does he have Kionic Zele? When does he have Kionic Zele? Only after Yush. But before Yush, he doesn't have any key. Not at all. Not even with Amit Ashmishi. Not even with Amit Ashmishi. So Jesus says, Chimu Chamishmaiti, David Luke, there was a rabbin, and he was a big zoo, and he was a rabbin, and he was a big zoo, 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 but upon the Kionic Zele. So, with the Yush, so there is no Kionic Zele. But actually, with the Yush, after the Tautonim is only Elabada Lacha Yush. So then, by the Tautonim Lacha Yush, so Isuko Asuya, Perish Asuya, and the Bible was Messiah. And then Shimon said in that Tzuke, that the Asuya Perish Asino, after the Yush by the Bible, so then, since he has Ksaskian, Fukian he doesn't have. If he would have Fukian, so again he would be Etsy. Because if he has Fukian, so it's his Suke, so it's not China. So, but Fukian he doesn't have, because Yushidi is not one. Only Yush and Shino Mishus. So he, by Suke, Asuya Rishaskino Lacha Yush, since he has Kionic Zeo and Tavitash Mishin, so it has a Shem Gozo. But Fujian, he doesn't have, so mainly on account of the Kionic Zeo that he has with Tavita Shmishi, it has a Shem Gozo. So mainly there's a Gozo. There's a Gozo. But by Kalke, he doesn't have Kionic, even Tzatzki and Tavita Shmishi. Because Kalki is zealous. So the Melee, his Yeti doesn't even have Ishen Gozo. Because he has no Kionic Zeele. That's what he says in the Havan Yeshu. Then he says, to me when he shom rai, him holy or suko mi kalki, he can't see him, because he's a very shabo, who the very shasino, lo yeti bo, they can't use the lachan yush, which is a new, the very hayoshin, Mira sich oder das kommt hallo ich sag so lo und ich ne ich mich name und ich schicke ich so lo die taut und lang so wie lag die schuß bei mir keine aber taut aber das ist bei alle und ich bete now so this but thesis was gonna can be explained in two ways thesis in the harmony is certainly assumed to be from when the lipsu of sukkum suo is based upon the kionic fixationem da vida shishi. So Mele, and this is assumed, that the Kionic Zele, you also requires only every Yush. Before Yush, there is no Kionic Zele. Nothing with Antashush. Now, Tinsles in Maskone, so you could say, the Tinsles in Maskone also agrees with Tinsles Anoche, that the Psul of Sukkot Zulo is based upon the Kionic Zele. But whereas, in the Havanim, Tinsles assumed that before Yush, the Gazan has no Kionic Zele, only Lachan Yush. So Tinsles in Maskone says no. Insofar as the Kionic Zele with Avita Shlishi are concerned, so that he has even before Yush. But Tinsles in the Maskone is made that the Tinsles Anoche, the Tinsles promise in the Havanim, that the Psul of Sukkot Zulo is based upon the Kionic Zele. Is based upon the Kionic Zele. Now, that's one way. It's one way. Another way of explaining it is that in Ochnam, just as Tinsles in the Havanim assumed that before Yush, a Gazel has no Kionic before Yush. So, not even with Avita Shlishi, so Tinsles in the Peretz also agrees that before Yush, a Gazel has no Kionic, the Dora goes no, even with Avita Shlishi. Even with Avita Shlishi. When does the Gemara go to Kamei say, now there's a Kamei, that if somebody does it to Kamei, or if he was Mishtamish to Kamei, or then he returns to Kamei, he doesn't have to pay rent. That is, if he was Mishtamish to Lachai. But before Yush, he has no Kionic there. You know, but whereas Tinsles in the Havanim assume that the din of Sukkot Zulo is based upon the Kionic Zele, so Tinsles in Maskone says no, the Psul of Sukkot Zulo is not based upon Kionic Zele, but upon the Maizel Zele. So true, before Yush, he has no Kionic Zele. He got a Shlishi, he didn't have to pay for the Shlishi. But God's way it is, B'mtzias, it was taken away from the balance of the shoes. So anyway, when the Torah says, Hayochom Adarshele, Mipoyel Dimutok Zulo. So it means not Darke the Kionic Zelo. As long as the Maisek Zelo was realized, it was taken away from the Rishus of the Bible. So Melech the Psul of Gozer applies. Now, so we can explain it in two ways. Now, I would like to go over the next piece of the Gemara. Tom Rabban, Sukkot Zulo. So we interrupt with the Mapsik in the cases. And let's go over the next piece of the Gemara. Tom Rabban. The second one. Tom Rabban, Sukkot Zulo Bam Sachre, Mishus Rabban Rabba Zapese, Vachachoni Machshire, Omer Rab Nachmen, Machle, Kim Shetikin Es Chavei, Kim Shetikin Es Kose, Kim Rabba Zalim Kaim Kim Amarim Kim Yitzin, Kim Shetikin Es Kose Chavei, Yi Kaka Nizale, Sukkot Zulo, Yi Nami Kaka, Yi Nizale, Sukkot Shire, Yi Rabon Nita Maia, Dham Gode Yitzin, Kim Shetikin Es Kose Chavei, Aber, kozle itzi nisicha ben, yivar hakel yon ebne itzi, yimai, ktone dumi vishusarab, ma vishusarab in kaadu adideyu, suke nama lach kaadu adideyu. Now let's see the Rashi. Nam sachre vishusarab, yimon nama gezlarab, ma achle yisod e posat abbele, ki kom schavi yon chazo kom itzi, musiko se adiyo, ki hako isho nis, yichol am chudu nikal, kare yon kikal, vrebleza, nikal yon doma suke vishut, suko shuvo yon eitzi mo, yukach nimon efshok tzu. I kaka nitzales, kem da mishla kaka tira skezel, ki shom italtel nila min cheska za kazlem, sukob ziloi, vira bleza do nishtas lochom shaloch, vilo ibzulo vilo ishuo. Vini nitzales, vachlai yom gershut baleoi, havin ishuo, Tutti i pagesi, i che mandano a capo di Zeles, di Dorisci, di Minuti, che mandano a capo di Zeles, di Dorisci, come un po' di... A voi mi tamai da munizioni, mi spesso in cielo, mi sciò, uscivo il capo di Zeles, tra voi mi dati non c'era ghetto il capo di Zeles, e qui gavo il traverso da un amico, di Zeles Calca, perché se voi siete in una camera hold, del Calca di Zeles, cosa so di mi sciotri no, se la cacca non sei, di casa non chiedete di risolare, ce la può fare acqua. Even though it changed into water, the whole Sunday was changed into water. So, because Carl can be zealous. And the Reza says he has to pay for the song, because Carl can be zealous. Carl can be zealous. Vladin, we all have been, I made the Havana Nachamim, the Havana Zalitan, they don't like it, Carl can be zealous, it's for Zuli, the Yashe Bible, Kishon Taupo, Dan Taupo, the Hespers Gazle, the Rabbonim, the Tabaye Dam, the Carl can be zealous, Ushilo, Eli Yomar Hoche, Have a national leader of Beza Bishua, and I'm kind of a Yoshi that Bishua person. But I'm not a Nahal Mosha, I'm not a Bishua, I'm not a Kalkin, Zales, Kirabona, you are a person of Yishin. Abel goes to 18. The Sikhabe, Ain't the Lord Sula Boloy Shula. Now, let's see the cases. I will go to 18. We see her then. In the Lord, 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 שאין נחבר זה קרקע, ואין לו בהר זה דומה, אבל כמו שהם יבנו לו, ואין בו משפחו לצד שוב, שהרי אותו לך במייסי, לא יצא לו פיציאס, דיל כזו, כך פילו את הקונטרס, והלכים המדוח, ויחסים לכל מעטים המסוע, ופילת היוש, בגוס ראיץ מסיר לו בנשים אחרי לא דיוסי, ומדרייס מקומן, ומשפט הקונטרס לא רשעים לרבונו, וקרום מסוכן מדרייסי, ואחרים לרבונו, so then this is it, this is what, important. ואחרים לרבונו, ולא ידעו, סינו, ויקלו, יקלו, 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 Esempio, Ruth diceva non su cosa facciamo sorcine, in tante uposi, in tocca che sube, e insieme in su cose, e io non avevo te lasciuto, chi non mi cagli, due su, si c'è un, non mi danno da mi cagli, perché se sapai non me ne es, un cagli, un cagli, un zero es. Non pensi, es menci, se zio, ma, un giorno, de psuno, psuco psuo, lo non è suo, we might so manifest itself in connection with the case of his sukoha, suya, venisha, suya, venisha, and then the gazan came and took it away from the mix. So that's one example of the psuo of sukha psuo. So Tetsu says, we can visualize the psuo of sukha psuo in the sukoha, suya, venisha. So Tetsu mentions an example. Why do we say that if Ruben built the sukha in his courtyard, and then she came in and rejected Ruben, and he took over. So then she didn't say it. The mitzvah suki, because Ka came with us, because only had been said, she said, more, he said. It's still in the Bible, in the issues of the Bible. But suppose it's a case. Ruben Shepono Suko Bechatzele Shoshim and Nidaita. In other words, Ruben received the issues from Shimon, who owned the courtyard. So Ruben asked Shimon, can I build this sukkah in your courtyard? So Shimon said yes. So then Ruben, the shoes of Shimon, the owner of the courtyard, he built this sukkah. Then, so to whom does the sukkah belong? Not to Shimon. It was built on the heart of Shimon, but the shoes are of Shimon. So it belongs the sukkah, the whole building. It belongs to Ruben, because Ruben built it, it's his lumber, it's his everything. And the fact that he built it on the heart of Shimon, that was also the shoes of Shimon. So the sukkah belongs to Ruben. Ruben Shimon, the sukkah of Shimon, he died. Then Shimon, the owner of the courtyard, who gave the shoes to Ruben to build in his courtyard, Ubo Shimon, the toka of Ruben, and injected Ruben. They know what they are sure. So then, Shimon will not be kind with the suke. Well, if Ruben builds a suke, if Ruben builds a suke in his courtyard, so it's Ruben's suke, and then Shimon rejects him. So then we say, can't take his other suke, because all he can be easy, but she's in the morning, he said. So the suke is still standing, in spite of himself. So it's still standing in the shoes of the mitzvah. But here, at the very outset, the owner of the sukkah built the sukkah under the shoes of Shimon. And Shimon is the gardener. So maybe we cannot say in itself, because Koleka didn't see the shoes of the Moise. Adrabe, Koleka didn't see the shoes of the Moise. Who is the Moise Shimon? It's his courtyard. So maybe, it was Nisa. So in such a case, Shimon will not be kind of the suit. They will not give a shiva, Kim will be kind of the shoes of Shimon, will be done in the carpet, because it's a violent race, will be kind of the carpet. So it seems that Pinsis is saying pure logic. I mean, there is no fault. Still, I'm giving the rest of the cash. Who can hear that? I'm giving that amount. Will be kind of the carpet. In King goes now, but in the only base in his own. We shall know if I'm back in his own. Have a half day, Kayon, the shoes by me, the English is a gathering, but for all him is all ends. We told him what we want to figure. He's a market and his wash. Sometimes he says so, he says, sometimes he says, because he's alone. Here he says, to worry, and then he says, it's all him what, not all him. He can celebrate the best from cash. What is the cash from the figure? From Tetzus it appears that the whole reason is why we say counting is always because it's the Efshal and Zezom and King. Because counting, when you gather is safe, they are all okay. So you move it away, you take it away from the possession, from the issues of the life. So it's gone. But counting, you cannot move away the counting. So the Mitzvah, there is no Maisik Zele possible. We can't visualize in Maisik Zele. Because all the Chalitza Mishus in Moise. So the Melee of the Smach of that is, Tetzus says, but suppose the Gazlan, who gazled the Sukkah of Ruben, so So the suke of hoping that the guzzle is really Birshuts of guzzle, so then we cannot say, come here, this is the warning, say, because the guzzle is the warning of the cup. So the melee, a mice, zele is rejoice. The only reason as to why we say Kakenizar is because ordinarily we can't visualize a mice zele in connection with Kaken. Because what does mice zele mean? Mice zele by definition means the taking away of the chifetz from the possession of the Bible. So by mentality, I dazzle, I take away from his issues. But by Kaken, how can I take away the sode from his issues, the sode or the building from his issues? It's in the same place. All I can do is to oust, to eject the Bible. But, so that means I just ejected the Bible. I did not take away the Kalke from the Rishus of the Bible. Kolehan means the Rishus in Wally said. That's why Kalke is in Mitzvah. And that's why Yisukum Zuro, Al-Gabi Kalke, so he's in Mitzvah, because it's not Zuro. But in case where the Mitzvah at the very outset build the suke on the premises of the Gazlan, of the future Gazlan. So, and then the Shimon ousted Ruben from the suke, from Ruben's suke, and here, so the suke that he took over, the Shimon took over, is in the shoes of Shimon. It's his courtyard. So, maybe it is Nixon. So, maybe it would be possible. So that would be all right if once we assume thesis makes good sense, as long as we assume that the reason is why Kaken is Eretz is not because of a special Yosakoso. But B'mtzias, it's impossible to visualize Maizel. So thesis mentions an example where we can visualize Maizel. If Ruben built the suke at the very outset, and the shoes and the kalke of Shimon, and then Shimon ousted it. So then, Gershus and Imore, so there's Gershus of the Gazlan. So it's already gone. But we see that the Imore says, the justice kalke is in Israel, so Avodim, who are Hukshu with Akoyis, are also in Israel. Avodim, you can't be your in my city, you just pick up the head and you take him out of the shoes of the old. Still, we say that an account of the Aloche that Avod Mokshu Kapoyes, so Avod, that so just as Kalkes in Israel, so Avod in Arim is only Mina. So he says, he mentions something. V'inkin goes to Avod in Bichin, so he says, in Zoli, Vishot from Noor, in Chayubach Yusot. So he assumes that, he takes it for granted, that if somebody were saying in Gaza and Eret, and then Eret will die, kill, so then he doesn't have to pay for that. Why? Because Avodim Hukshim Kapoyes, if the whole business to Aikaken is always had been made, had been, because Bibtsias, it's actually is in Canaan, but Avodim itself is in Canaan. And still, the Gemara applies the Aloche of Kalka, of Avodim Hukshu Kapoyes, and that Avodim just as Kalka is us, Avodim is in his own, so it's a higher than the business by Kalka is us, is not because B'mtzias, it's actually in the Kalka. Even when B'mtzias, it's actually in the Kalka. Let's say Avodim, so it's actually in the Kalka. It's still in his own, it's especially because I also, but I have the Gemore in Nagiz Basre mentions, that the reason is why the Rabbanu say because also the Bishop in all. So Rabbi Arishlach of Alecho, because the Rabbanu learn out from the Klau, Kratu Klau, Chichish Ba'am Yisei, the Kodim, it's Messiah. So it's the Klau, Kratu Klau, so it has to be Kein Aprat. Ma Aprat the Ramatuku in the Momi, Ma Aprat the Ramatuku in the Momi. So it's just a concept. Nothing because he actually didn't came in. So it's just a concept. So the Mele, so even the case, of Ruben who built his suke on the cart of Shimon, and then Shimon ousted Ruben, he should still be in Mitzvah. Because, true, now it's in, we cannot say, because the Mori is the Gazlan himself. But it's especially as a Kosovo that can't have Mitzvah. That's how the Vegas Kashi against this. Now, there is a way to answer the Kashi of the against this. weil Menschen in die Sünde treiben. Und was Kapitelia takes for granted hier an der Kasche in States ist nicht so schick aber doch. Kapitelia takes for granted the thing that you always say is that when you should become holy, some male is something that has a name. And then they have to die to shut the door, kill it, to die. So the Gazan does not have to pay the old Kashmir for that. Just as the more I say it, that is something. Because somebody shut the door, in life is open now. So that I want the most. But at that point, there is a machlokes between the Raman and I. Machlokes between the Raman and I. What does the more I say? The more I say it in so many words, that you just see that they just escalated with Zales. So I want the more Lucian Catholics are in his own leader. But the more I mention that in connection with Gozo, I got in the skin. Gozo behemoth in skin, so that was his definition, and I gave to come. Gozo behemoth in skin, so then he cannot say Yahweh Shavuot for now. Because in Kish Gozo Yahweh, he was not going to be in the behemoth came over, so that's a shino. It's not Kish Gozo. And old behemoth doesn't look the same as young man. So maybe it's a shino. So he has to pay double. But because my body is skinny, because my body is while they were young. And then he returns them. He returns them when they are old. So then, even the Abish Lot of now. Why? Because this aloha, the chino is skinny, applies only to the Talmud. But it doesn't apply to our body while we should have a way. Something she says, so I'm going to be skinny, even the Abish Lot of now. Because shino is not gay. Because of the him of his skin, he has to pay, because he is getting the him of his skin. But because I wouldn't be skin, you see, I wouldn't be skin. But the Gemara never mentions this deal of a body of Shaka Kodis with God, because of a body of his. And the highlight Rambam Perkes and Brazil Vaveda Aloha Aloha said as follows. Hagezu Karka Mechabele Vi Yipsido. Kigei Shechofa Bo Bele Sikhanu Mayres Yishikotu Sisironis Yishikhe Sisamayonis Vihora Sabinian Chai Vahamed Lai Bayi Sisode Kishohoi Vashadabele Hoi Yishalu Vim Ashi Yipsi Abo Im Nishchasu Meileo Kigei Shishofo No Yisri Po Bele Shiyom Vashamayim Eimu Yarei Shalofu Panah שהקרקע בחזקת בעל מקיימת ואין החי איזה פסידו אלו אם כן יפסיד ביודי מה שאין הדין כן יטלטלו כמו של יד so the Rambam mentions a deen that is musker everybody agrees with that deen in other words it's good or something short for you or you are a short now that's an issue for us it's not good for us still the Rambam makes us so here he says, Emes Uze, Elo Shomu Ibiya. Oh, there was another girl said, Tenu Uze Shomu Ibiya. But I mean, it doesn't make any difference. There was no machinery. But Emes Uze Shomu Ibiya. What the Rambam says is Emes, but he should have been more explicit. He should have been more elaborate and ready. Shari Osu Abodim Kikakoy is in Israel. Shari Skibu Emma Yarishma Otunel. New Hamim Lelin in Khushon. אבל גם לאחד ונצאו את מי הוא בעין נעיסי, ואימא להרישו אותו כלך, אבל במקום לו כי נמצוא מבין, Beliebtes Beliebtes, der sie bei jedem Menschen schenkt, weil niemand, woher sie nicht mehr gewohnt ist, in der Regel nach einem Menschen, die Stadt, wo wir nicht mehr sehen, auch noch nach die Karte kommen, da können nach die Beliebtes, die Kaptische, nicht so eher wie Misra, mit Schalm ist Dom, Schalm ist Schemes, ein Schalm von uns, und Schemes ist ein Gatter. He really has no reason to be asking the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't say anything that is counter to what the Rambam says. What he says, the Rambam should have been more explicit. The Rambam says that this Gozo Talke, the Sidei, Gozo Talke, and then it was shot to know, so he can say, I'm shot now. Mashein came, Bimitalka. So the implication is, since the Rambam makes a distinction between Kark and without a name, that the Rambam holds the Abodim, since Abodim is Ukshu Kakoyens, that the same thing that the Rambam mentions with Yavi Kakoyens, namely, goes with Sotom Shoktimor, Rambam Rishon Nahu, don't have to pay, that the same thing the Rambam would apply with Yavi Abodim, goes with Abodim Shoktimor, is Emily Rishon Nahu. Because the Rambam says, Mashayim Kinadim Mintalam, Mokshaya. Mitalkum is different. Now, because Mitalkum in the shop, you know, so he has to pay. But because of Sotom Shop, you know, he doesn't have to pay. How about the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't discuss it. So the Rambam says, since the Rambam doesn't discuss it, and he says, Mashayim Hadim Mitalkum, so the implication is, Abodim has the same status as Kakoyes, because Abodim is Kakoyes. No, the Rambam should have spelled out that even though Abodim is Kakoyes, that's only that because Babylon is king, where there is a Shiva. But it wasn't destroyed completely. Because Babylon may so, then there is a difference between Abodim and Kakoyes. In regard to because Babylon is king, so he says, since Abodim is Ukshu Kakoyes, Abodim is Ukshu Kakoyes, and Bakakoyes, Shiva is not king. By Kakoyim, she means not Kene, so by Abodim, she means not Kene either. But those Abodim made so it's distinguished from Kakoyim. Because also the Bishop in law, that's like Mensu and Abodim. The whole thing is not there, it's destroyed. So because Abodim, from Mensu, so then he has to. Because Abodim, because Abodim, but because also the Bishop in law, he doesn't have. So he says, so you ask, Rahim himself says, you ask, but Abodim Zukshu Kakoyes. So he says, even though Abodim Zukshu Kakoyes, that's only in connection with Gozo Abodim Iskimu Zukshu Kakoyes. But not in connection with Gozo Abodim Vomesu. Abodim Zukshu Kakoyes, and Yush is not killed by Karaki. But still by Abodim, Yush is killed. How do we know that Yush is killed by Abodim? That's the more in Ashoreach. Gemara Nashoreya. Gemara Nashoreya. That when Zion prays, every Chinese will produce, never be stabbed, which became a little stabbed. So Gemara, as Gemara says, my asking of you, if you should become a little stabbed, and like a Jewish, we should never be like a stabbed. So you see, from the Gemara, the Jewish is affected by a body. But how is Yush affected by Abodim? Can ask a Kashi? Yush is not affected by Kakoyes. Why should Yush be affected by Abodim? So we see that there is a difference between Abodim and Kakoyes, in spite of the fact that Abodim is Ukshu Kakoyes. So he says, in respect to Gozo Abodim made so, or Gozo Abodim Mishokino, there is a difference between Abodim Mishokino and Gozo Kargim Mishokino. Gozo Kargim Mishokino is Kotam Mishokino. But Gozo Abodim Mishokino, he cannot say Abodim Mishokino. He has to pay for that money. But Gozo Abodim Mishokino, then it's Ukshu Kakoyes. And the Rai is from Yush. In other words, we see that Abodim are not 100% Ukshu Kakoyes. In respect to certain alohas, it's Ukshu Kakoyes. In respect to other alohas, it's not Ukshu Kakoyes. So there is a Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim. So he explains it very well. So he says that actually there are two alohas. Now Reb Chaim doesn't mention how to be a discussion. That I am applying to Reb Chaim's Chiddush to have a discussion. So that Reb Chaim just discusses the right. Why did the Bible distinguish between God's bodily skin? So we say Ushun Kakoi is a shimmy like Kane, just a shimmy like Kalke, and God's body, Umeisu, so by Kalke can say Amishon of Nacho. By a body, he has to pay. And the Ryan here is Yush, just as Yush. So Yush is not killed by Kalke, but Yush is killed by a body. So the same thing is true of God's body. What's the Shaykh? So the Chaim says as follows. Actually, he doesn't mention Rakhli, but he says that there are two aloches by Kakoyes in his office. First of all, there is aloche that in Kakoyes, there is no maizik zelepasa. There is no maizik zelepasa because all it can be said, she only said, zelep means taking it away from the shoes of the Bible. Kakoyes, how can you take away the character from the shoes of the Bible? You can take away the Bible from his shoes, but not the character from the shoes of the Bible. You can take away the Bible, you can throw them out. You can pick up the Bible and throw them out. So there, you don't take the character from the shoes of the Bible, you take the Bible from the character. But, so, Maizik Zelep means the taking away, the removal of the object from the shoes of the Bible. By character, it's not child. We can't read you. That's one. The more it learns out from the power of the Prophet God, that goes to something short to know. So you know the Rishon of Benecho, if the whole reason as to why Hakoyesin is only sin, because the Mitzias there is no Maizikil, why does the more have to reduce it from a power of the Prophet God? It's not. It's not Chayat to make him Maizikil. So why does the more have to deduce it from a person can be? If the heavenly person, God Ayah, the Bezah says, goes to Sodom and Shechem, no. So I have a Chayim Shalom. A Chayim Shalom. Because he goes without Shechem, not the Father. He doubts he will mute the Hebrew. So, Kakoi Sidon is always. But truly, he doesn't doubt Shechem, not the Father. But the Mitzias, we cannot visualize my sister. The answer is, the Mishnah in the Ube says, that Hoyo Meshech, Beshu Sabayli, Umeis Beshu Sabayli, Menachai, if he done it, keeps on pulling the behemoth from the shoes of the body, and the behemoth dies before the Ganeth pulled out the behemoth from the shoes of the body. So the Ganeth is not brought up to, he's not real today. No. So what Aloha do we see from this Mishneh? That in order that the Gazlan should be the Chuyet, he has to make a king. Shechera, boy. So, Hoyo, it's beyond the shoes of the body, Umeis the shoes of the body, Chayim. Because our boy is killing the Chum, okay? Mashiach is not killing the shoes of the body. So we see from this Mishneh that the Daniel for Gazlan is only the Chuyet if he does a king. What kind of king? Shechera, boy, the king. So why? Because the Gazlan and the Daniel is not the king. And the idea is that the Gazlan doesn't have to pay for Mashiach. So we see that he has not the king. Even without a king. So if he has to pay, he doesn't have to pay for Mashiach. So remember, because he has Kionic Zeb. So, how does he get quiet Kionic Zeb? How does he acquire Kionic Zeb? Because every Ganeth makes a Kinyan. If he doesn't make a Kinyan, so then he's not going to win as a Ganeth. So, maybe he acquires Kionic. Kionic, sometimes he acquires good Kionic. If it's he, we should Kionic shoes. But, and sometimes, he just acquires partial Kionic, the Gabriel Tashmishi. But every Ganeth, every Gazel makes a Kionic, and they acquires certain Kionic in the double Agosma. Now, when the Gemara says, Beish Tahira Shabazel, Mokhi Shabazel Yalzel, and Wab Dom Boy Shul. So, if it's not King Shabazel, then it's King of the Shin. So what does it mean? Shin is the Kionic? There is such a thing, Shin will be the Kionic, Shin is not the Kionic. So when the Gemara says that the Gazlan is king and king in Gomu with the Gomor Agosu, for Shiva, it is based upon the king's zeilah that the Gazlan makes at the time of Maisak Zeilah, when he's Meshech, which is a Bible, or he's Magdiya, the king's Agosu. So he makes a king, and even without Shiva, he has partial kingdom, the Gavitashmishi, but only partial kingdom. So that's the Aloha. If it's king Shekozal, so then the Gazlan is king for the Maisak Zeilah, and only partial kingdom. If it's not King Shekozal, then he acquires full title. But he acquires full title through the original Maizikinyan that the Gazlan realizes in the Gomor Agosu. And the Raya, that it's not the Shiva itself that it gives him title in the Gomor Agosu, but it's through the Maizikinyan that the Gazlan at the very outset realizes the Gomor Agosu is becoming the Gomor Agosu of Dalit. Because the more important that our day is Mahlechi between Abai and Robin, is whether Kongun Selam Rahman is Sabi with Yogi Muhammad, or Kongun Selam Rahman is Sabi with Yogi is going to happen. So, Abai says, Kongun Selam Rahman is Sabi is Yogi is Niham. Just like by Kimura. We are confirming with Yom Rei Sei, and who it was in the Kiddush. So, even though he was here and the Lava told Yahweh, but still, if he did make more, so it's effective. So Abai says, whenever a person does something that the Torah forbids, so it is effective. So it is effective. And Rabbi says, Kolin Tzalem Rachman Nisabu is the only one man, who by the Kimure is with Mosin Kinesis, is a special dress apostle. But in Korah Terekul, there is no special dress apostle. So if somebody does something that is forbidden, so it cannot be effective. So the more I see against Rabbi, how can Rabbi say, Kolin Tzalem Rachman Nisabu is the only one? But Gabi Gazlan, Yom Rachman Nisab, we see. And still, the Torah says, Eish is a Tlash of Gozal, Eish is a Yazir, be loud, don't go to Shmi. That the thief, the machine is gay, but Kongo Tzal Rachman Nisab, it is the only one Nahame, why should she be gay? So the Torah says, here it is special to us a Kosovo. Just as by Kimura, there is a special to us a Kosovo, who it was in the Kiddush. So here too, there is a special to us a Kosovo. The issues are still as a Gozal in Kishimoto Yahazir, you must go to Kishimoto. So it's a special Sakosu, but where there is no special Sakosu, so the general thing is, in a stand, that Kongi Tzim Rahman is Sabbath is over man. So from this it's Raya. From this it's Raya. I mean, Rav Chaim doesn't mention the Raya, but I heard from my father, the Raya, that Shino is not king, does not give the Gazlan a kinyan on the basis of its own merits, because Shimon gives a kinyan, the Gazlan. Because, but the reason is why Shimon is kinyan, because every Gazlan makes him as a kinyan. And even without Shimon, he has ksas kinyan with Gabi Gashmishi. But without Shimon, if it's kinyan Shibozal, he only has ksas kinyan. But if it's not kinyan Shibozal, so then that by the kinyan is kinyan completely, once it is not kinyan Shibozal. The highest one is immoral. Because if we say it's with the original Mysikian, some male the more can ask. But when he did the Mysikian, so he didn't have it. So how can it be effective? But if we want to assume that the Shiru itself is gay, and if the Shiru male is gay, the Torah doesn't forbid. But let's say, God's no behemoth of his skin. So he's gay. Now, he doesn't do any Avela in effect that behemoth became old. The behemoth became old by the lapse of time. It has nothing to do with his Avela. The behemoth would have become old even if he hadn't dazzled the behemoth. So the behemoth would have become old just the same. So still we say because of the behemoth is king or he's king of the behemoth. He's king of the behemoth. So what has it to do with Kongi Tzalem Rachman Nisab, the Yom Kippur, the Torah said, don't let the behemoth become old. There is a law in the Torah that forbids the dazzling from allowing the behemoth to become old. So why the answer is, it's not that the Shinu is Kenya by itself. The Shinu is Kenya on the basis of his Mysikinian that he did at the time of his era. And that is something that was awesome. So maybe, according to Rome, we should say that the Shinu shouldn't be Kenya, because he has to be Kenya through his Mysikinian, and his Mysikinian was grounded in the love of the Zikro. So the kinyan of Shinu is really grounded in the kinyan zero, in the darkness. That's the din of kinyan Shinu. So it's in the kinyan zero. Mashiach came Yush. When Yush is king of Agatha, let's say contra that Yush is king of Agatha. Or if there is Yush in Shinu of Yush, everybody is made that it's king. Is king. Why? Because we learn it out from Aveda, but without Chinurishu, so it's Misura Sayyode. But if it's Yush and Chinurishu, so it's not Misura Sayyode. So maybe we learn out from Aveda that Yush is Kenya. So how do we learn that Yush is Kenya? Because it's Yahufusa, we deduce it from Aveda. Some Aveda. So in other words, there is a special aloha that by Dobro Ovut, Yush is Kenya. So it's not. So Zele is also an exemplary case of Ovut. You can have two kinds of Ovut. Sometimes the chepetz is Ovut because he lost it, it fell out from his pocket. And sometimes the chepetz is Ovut because a person gathered it from him. So in other words, so when Yush is came by Gazlan, it's not on the basis of Gazlan of Kinyan Zele. Because the Alfusin is from Aveide. Malvede soldano Gion, pagano Gion, but this is special cosa also that by Doko would use his name. But Xele is a Yehatitze, is a manifestation of all. You have all kinds of situations of all. One situation of all is when there is a hole in my pocket and then something falls out from my pocket. And another situation of all is when the government comes or the government comes and he takes it out from my pocket or he takes it out from my house, from my issues. So it's another manifestation of all. So it's not in the Kiyon Zele. So that's based upon the Maisik Zele. Because as long as there is a Maisik Zele, so it's considered all. So in Melech, in regard, so we have two aloches, two reasons why characters in exams. One is because Kolechemis Mishus and Morris. So then you ask, so why does the Reza say that Karkam is a Reza and goes to some shot in law, he has to pay? But he doesn't dash in all part of power. But in Tzir there is no Maisik Zile. The answer is, the Maisik Zile, the King Zile can also be Mechayim in Kashim. The King Zile can also be Mechayim in Kashim. So according to the Reza, truly Maisik Zile cannot be visualized in Karkam. Because for him, he should say, not only say, but the king is able to finish your eyes. What kind of a king can be done when somebody buys a field? Chazoki. So, a gazman can also do a chazoki. And this is how Rashi explains it. Goes on Sunday, we shot him all. So, the conversa says, he's highly shouting. Goes on Sunday, the hell's in him. That's how the machine explains it. In other words, if the gazman ousted the Bible from the soul, and then he made the king Chazok in the soul, from which he ousted the Bible. Chorash, he made the king Chazok and the Gazlan in the soul. And then it's shot to know, so the Gazlan is okay. Suppose he just ousted the Bible and didn't do a thing in the soul, and then the soul was flooded by law, so then he doesn't have anything. So the reason is why Rebbeza says, look, something shall be not high be shalim, because Rebbeza doesn't doubt in the wrong part of the law. So there is no serious apostle of Karkin Mitzvahs that Karkin is Mufke of the King Zile. But some may that two Maisik Zile is not Shaya. But King Zile is Shaya if he makes it, if the Gazan makes the King Chazoke, Rishim Zile. So then he acquires King on Zile in it. But according to the Rabbanan, there is a power part of the law that Karkin is Mufke of King on Zile. So he cannot acquire King on Zile through the King Chazoke in the Karkin. So that means that according to Rabbanan, the reason is why he does the first of Solomon Shafino is not highly shouting is because there are two Mechayev laws, that's true. One Mechayev is Maisik Zeh. Now, the Mechayev of Maisik Zeh is not Shalem HaKarkin, but the Jews is in Timur. The other Mechayev is King Zeh. So that's exactly like also that it's Mutkot King Zeh. Mashiach in Avodim is usually Kapoins in regard to the deen that Kapoins are Mutkot King Zeh. So Avodim is usually Kapoins, but in regard to the other deen, that by Avodim is actually, that Kapoins is actually Zuzum Kingdom, but Avodim is actually Zuzum Kingdom. So Maisik Zeh there is. So you, which is King of Avodim, because the reason is why she's saying is because Zila is a Chatrin Zavod. Karka is not old, because he actually is from Kemo. Mashiach came about him, the reason why he's there. So if someone comes an event, he's already old from the issues of Bible, because he was taken away, he's lost to the Bible. So remember, he is saying it. Mashiach came, because he's going to be skilled. Then, it's in the Irish of the because there we can only have the view of the king of Israel. And Avodim Mushuk HaKoyi, so they are moved from the king of Israel. But it was Avodim Umeisu. So, you have the... It's called Avodim Umeisu, so then you have the Mechayev of the Maisik Zeyla. So remember, by HaKoyi, you have no Maisik Zeyla. But by Avodim, you have the Maisik Zeyla. So in other words, what from today I consider the double portion that goes to Avodim Mushuk in law. So it's not the way to pay in the Rambam, it says the Rambam. As to whether the Rambam is Chalik and the Rambam, that's not such a double portion. Because after all, the Rambam himself says, "Eles who say, Eles should be here," or he says, "Take the Rishon Levi'ah." So in other words, the Rambam doesn't spell out that goes like Rishon Levi'ah. So he's in the Rishon Levi'ah. The Rambam is medayik from the Rishon Levi'ah. So in other words, whatever the Shimon's Rambam is an open question. But the Rambam certainly distinguishes between Kachoyis Tavodim and God to goes like Rishon Levi'ah. So God will suddenly be umeiso, let's say, shokono, so in the Rishon Levi'ah. But Avodim Umeiso is Nuhi Rishon. Now we can answer, with this Rav Chaim, we can answer our previous question as this. Teisa says that we can visualize things of Sukkot, so whether it's possible by Sukkot, as we have done what can we see through when we build Sukkot, and she is Karake, we are Sukkot of Shimon. And then Shimon, the body of the Karake, can you now say, so there, Shimon is not taking Sukkot that Sukkot. Because the only reason is why you see Karake, it's a way, it's probably a reason which is more easy. Where the more is the Nixo. But here the more of the Karake, where the Sukkot is built, where the Sukkot stands, is the Gaza. Something like the Kashi. That would be all right if the whole Aloha of Karke and Mitzalayas would be based upon the Mitzias of the Kashi and Kimo. But we see that Abodim are also in this one. Because Abodim is Kimo, is in Rosh Hashanah. So it's indeed not the Mitzias. If it's indeed not the Mitzias, so even in the case of Ruben building the Sukkot, and Shimon's Karke, the Shusei of Shimon, and then Shimon house Ruben. So it's the Shusei of the is the Shusei of the Gazman, but Abodim are certainly in exalted in Mitzias. It's still in Mitzias like also. The answer is, there are two Alochas. One Aloch is that Karaki is moved to Elmaisis. That's only Shaykhun Dabi Karaki. That's not Shaykhun Dabi Abodim. And then there is another Aloch. Now, the Blessed Abbe is made that it's not Shaykhun Maisis there in Karaki. Still, the Blessed says Karaki is with always, because there is the Mechayub of Kinyan there. He does not actually call part of that. So anyway, when the Rabbanon of Rabbeza say that there is an analog, that Kakoi is a move of the king is here. So Abba the Mishni Kakoi says the Shaykh says the bearing upon the king that Kakoi is a move of king is here. So if Abba the move of the king is here, Mashayim came the king that a Kakoi is a move of why is it here? Because the Mitzias is not, we can't visualize why is it here. And where the Mitzias we can't visualize, as the case mentioned by Jesus, so then the reason why is exhaled. So Abodim are always, we always can visualize why is exhaled in Abodim. So now in this case, so Teisa Shite is that the Psu, Teisa Shite here, that one in Abodim, is that the Psu of Kakoi is in Mixores, that the Psu of Kaka of Psu of Zuro is based, not is not necessarily based upon the king. But it's based upon the fact that it's all hechad nisi b'shusel moriz. So, but in the case where it's not b'shusel moriz, where the sukkah atzuro is b'shusel gazlan, when the sukkah in the very outset was built on the premises of the gazlan and b'shusel of the gazlan, so there the ma'aseh zero is visualized. So as long as the ma'aseh zero can be visualized, so maybe it's called the sukkah atzuro. So it's possible. So it's possible. In other words, and so it's possible. So in many ways, that, so it is very reasonable to assume that the Shakun Italian, the thesis, that Flammable Base was on that question. Thesis in the Havamine assume that the Dean of Sukkot Zuro that is possible, if there is a possible Harasuk is possible for, we might Zuro. So, thesis in the Havamini assume that it is based upon the Kinyonese, not upon the Maisite. So, the thesis mentioned the right to Shikis Rashi, that Karke is not taking Yush, because Rabbonim of Rebbeza, they make a distinction between Sukkah Hatzua or Gabi Karke, or Sukkah Hatzua or Gabi Tautorin, Sukkah Hatzua or Gabi Karke, Sukkah Hatzua or Tautorin, he's not facing. What does it have reference to? It cannot have reference to Kedem Yush. Because Kedem Yush, so in the Sukkah Azura or Gabi Mitzvah, in the Rishas Kino, he has no Kino Mitzvah. So in Melech, so it's not a, just the Mitzvah Mitzvah. So the Apostle of Sukkah Azura Apostle depends, according to Tisus Abamine, upon the Kino Mitzvah. And before Yush, there is no Kino Mitzvah. So then Tisus says, no, it's no Raya, because we can say that Kalka is Nikhil Yush. So when the Rabbanon distinguish between Sukkah Azura Gabi Karke, Sukkah Azura Gabi Kisasino, that's in the case of Lifneyush. But Lifneyush, so you ask, so even Sukkah Azura Bisfino, so he should be able to retire in the midst of Sukkah because he has no Kinyan Zeret. The answer is, as long as it's the Imaisi Zeret is realized, so it has a Shem Gozer. So even though it doesn't have Kinyan Zeret, so it's still the Psu of Sukkah Zula. Because the only reason is why by culture there is no license here, because he actually uses a machine. It always remains in the machines of the machine. But here, who is in whose machines is the machine? In the Gazlan's machines. So in many ways, it's considered as a license here, it was realized. Because it's in the machines. What? That's right, no. So that means, so in many ways, the opinion is in his machines.
So what
the opinion is in
Israel.
It doesn't matter. The opinion is Mechul Karaka, and he's in charge of the Karaka. He ousted Ruben, and he's in charge.
So now he took back the Rishus. I don't want you to go. So what is Ruben
like? No. So mainly it means that the opinion is in Israel's shoes. The opinion is in Israel's shoes.
In the Gaza?
In the Gaza's shoes. Because it is standing on the Gazlan's premises, and the Gazlan has the full control of the premises.
And now that he kicked out
Ruben, so that means that the Binyan, we are talking about the Binyan, not the Karke. The Karke was in
the
Karke.
No,
but the Binyan is now standing in the shoes of Shimon, and Shimon has the full control of it. So maybe it's considered possible. But Kiyomi is saying he doesn't dare because of his special rules are also his calculation. But Gosling is. The only time where we say it's not Gosling is if it is Beshusri Mor. Beshusri Mor means Beshusri Nizel. But here is Beshusri Gaza, not Beshusri Nizel. But a part of it is a Mohasri Rabbi. In the same. Yeah.
As far as the case of Bezalev and Avi's Kiva,
yeah.
So I thought it was it's shy after to.
Because there it's a Shino. So we can only have Shino if it's not the end, even though Rabbi is not the end, then it's going to be Kashmiri on the basis of the Maisik without the Kiva. But where it is the end, except there is a Shino. So then it's based on Kamachin. And that's the Raya from the Moran Kimura. It's the Moran the Kashi. They call it the Robin. It's coming from the Hindu Sabbath. You have to have a Shiva Shiva Kim. So we see the business why Shiva is came here is because every Gazan, basically, and even without Shiva, so he acquires his asking. But not full Kim. But if there is a Shiva, so then he acquires full Kim. But he acquires the full Kim and through the mind is a Kim and the time is a Kim.
So by Evan, what is so what
so the
Kakoins
are moved from the king, so Abuk are also moved from the king.
I see, but as far as the Asuk of Pride of Klal,
that's a Kosuk, that they are moved from the king. The Klal of Pride of Klal implies that they are moved from the king.
Shoot, Sadek Aleph.